blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy. Training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We have to have a continual growing revelation of who Jesus was. How many know a revelation grows as you walk with somebody? Amen? Like any relationship. First time I ever went out with Kim, even the first time I ever saw her, I got a revelation. I did. God told me I was going to marry her. It took me 6 months to convince her, but God told me the day I saw her. I knew that Kim was the will of God for my life. I looked right there and I said, that's the will of God for my life right there. Come on, somebody, help me, amen. And back then, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have them, amen. Some of y'all may not know this, for those of you that are younger, but back then, our phones used to hang on the wall. They used to hang, come on now. I know that's hard for us to imagine, but phones used to hang on the wall. We didn't have text messages. You actually had to use your voice to communicate. And we had phones that hang on the wall, and we started with the dial when I was little, but by the time I was a teenager, we had buttons. And we'd get fast with them, man. We'd be calling up, you want out tonight? Yeah, call someone up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen? And we had phones that had 25-foot-long cords on them. And you want to have a private conversation, you had to go around the corner and get in the closet and shut the door. That was our cell phone. Come on, amen? Y'all remember that? I mean, the first time Kim called me and I answered the phone, I said, who is this? She said, this is Kim. I said, oh, hey. How many know when she calls me today, 23 years later, 22 years later, and she calls me and I go, who is this? She goes, what do you mean you don't know who this is? Come on, it's a different story, isn't it? Amen. I can't answer the phone. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because the longer we walk together, the more we know each other. I have a better revelation of who she is today than I did 22 years ago. And can I just say for the record, I think I made the right choice when I married her. It's been really good for me. Amen. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Ooh, Jesus, help us. That's how it is with Jesus. The more we walk with him, the longer we walk together, the more our revelation grows. See, John was known, how many know, John was known as the apostle of love. Did y'all know that? They call him the disciple of love. He was the love disciple. How many know it wasn't always that way? When he started out, he wasn't the disciple of love. Come on, in Mark chapter 9, the Bible says that John and some of the other disciples were down here in this village, and they were casting out devils, and they come up on some other people that were casting out devils. And John comes back to Jesus, and he says, Jesus, we saw some other people down there at the church casting out devils. And you know what we did, Jesus? We forbid them to do it. Come on now. We just want you to know, Lord, that we protected our franchise on casting out devils. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, John, leave them people alone. Leave them alone. I mean, that wasn't very loving. Amen. We come along in Mark chapter 10, and the Bible says that John, leave them people alone. Working into an inside position with Jesus. They came to Jesus, and they said, Jesus, I want to ask you something. And Jesus said, what do you want to ask me? We want you to do for us whatever we ask you to do. And Jesus says to him, because Jesus is humble, he goes, well, what do you want me to do for you, John? What do you want me to do for you, James? He said, well, here's what we're asking, Jesus. We want you to grant to us that when you come into your kingdom, that James can sit on your left hand and I can sit on your right hand and we can rule and reign with you and be the people that are on your right. We want this place of privilege in your kingdom. And Jesus said to them, that's how the Gentiles think, guys. Gentiles are always looking for prominence. Gentiles are always striving for position. Let that not be amongst you. Don't let it be that way. So now the boys get rejected by Jesus because they didn't get what they wanted Jesus to do, and they go tell their mama, and their mom comes down there. Simone, Aunt Simone shows up on the scene, and she says, Jesus, I just want to ask you something. And Jesus says, she says, John and James came back to me, and they told me that they asked if they could sit on your right hand and your left hand, and you told them something about the Gentiles. But I'm here to ask you, watch this. The Bible says she came to Jesus worshiping. Oh, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. You it, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I worship you. She come just to worship in Jesus because she wanted to ask Jesus to ask him something. Come on, amen. How many people you ever seen worship you? She come just to worship. And the next Sunday, they're from the front row jumping up and down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. 2 weeks ago, you couldn't get them off the pew with an atomic bomb. You notice how people really begin to worship when they want something? I ain't got no help, but that preaches right there. Amen. So here they are. She's trying to work Jesus over. She's trying to work the angle. And Jesus said, what do you want? And she said, I want you to let my boys sit on both sides, on your right hand and your left hand. And Jesus said, can they drink from the cup that I'm going to drink? Are they going to walk through the revelation that I've got to go through? The Bible says in Luke 9, John came one day to Jesus, was coming into Samaria. And he came into Samaria, and the Samaritan city rejected Jesus. They didn't want to have nothing to do with him. And the Bible says that John got ticked off. Who do you think you are treating my pastor like that? treating my Jesus like that? You gonna mess with Jesus? And John comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and burn them alive? That's a lot of love right there. Just the love apostle, amen? If you want us to, Lord, we'll just burn them up. We'll call fire down from heaven. And Jesus rebuked them and said, come on, we're going to another village. But watch this. The more he walked with Jesus, the more he hung out with Jesus, the more he got to know Jesus, the more revelation he got. You want a deeper revelation, a deeper understanding for what's going on in your life? You got to walk with Jesus. He got time with Jesus. You got to worship Jesus. You got to read your word about Jesus. You got to keep your commitments. You got to live holy and pure before God. You can't sit in your house with a crack pipe going, where's God? It don't work. Because some of the folks, listen, that's why we can't, listen, we can't be a judgmental church. Okay? You can't come in here and look at somebody's sin or something that you think they're doing that ain't right or doesn't measure up to the revelation of Jesus that you have and go, what are they doing? I bet your pastor doesn't even know what they're up to. Let me just tell you something. We can't be that church because everybody is on a different place in their journey with Jesus, and they overcome by revelation. It's when truth takes hold. That's when sin goes. Sin never goes when you come and shake a finger in somebody's face and say, you've got sin in your heart, you dirty, wicked person. I know what you did. All you're going to do is offend them and they're going to leave the church. And maybe never go to another one. Come on, help me. Amen. John says, you know what I found out by walking with Jesus? And listen, he's remembering back 70 years as he's writing these words. He said, I remember when he said this to us, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Come on now. So love one another. John taught us, because he had a growing revelation, that we're always to walk in love towards other people. And people that don't want to love you, love them anyway. People that want to slander you, love them anyway. People that want to gossip about you, love them anyway. You'll never go wrong by just loving people. Come on, can I get another amen? And thirdly, John got a revelation of Jesus. It was a growing revelation, but watch this. The revelation changed him forever. Somebody say forever. The purpose of meeting God is to change our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Changed him, change us. And John does this. John does something that no other writer in the New Testament does. How many know John writes about himself without ever mentioning himself? You ever notice that about the book of John? When you read the Gospel of John, you don't know that he's talking about himself as you read it, because he doesn't never mention it, that it's him. Amen? The only other writer that ever did that was Moses. He did it in Exodus and the Pentateuch. You know, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, and God told him the history of the world. And in Exodus, we come along in the Exodus, and Moses says this, there's no more humble of a man than Moses. Moses wrote that. Isn't that interesting? But it ended up in the Bible, so it must have been God's opinion. Amen? So John writes about himself, but he doesn't put himself in the picture. And five times, watch this, he makes this statement about himself. He says this, the disciple whom Jesus loved, the disciple whom Jesus loved, he laid his head on Jesus' breast, the disciple whom Jesus loved. When they came to the cross, it was Jesus who looked down from the cross to the disciple whom he loved, and he said, son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. What is that saying? He's not saying that I'm the disciple that Jesus loved more than anybody else. That's not what he was saying here. Here's what he's saying. 70 years later, as I've walked through all these revelations with Jesus, as I begin to understand the revelation of Jesus Christ in my life, as I've come to know him more and more every day, now when I look back and I write this history, this letter of history, this Gospel of John, there's one thing that I finally understand. There's one thing that I finally get, that no matter what, whether I'm good or bad, whether I'm proper or whether I'm improper, whether I messed up in the head or I got it all together, one thing is for sure. He loves me. I know it. He loves me. He loves me. Somebody say, He loves me. And this disciple who was ready to call fire down from heaven and destroy an entire city says at the end of his life, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he said, I heard a trumpet. How many know back then in the old day, it wasn't a very unusual thing to hear a trumpet blow. When trumpets would sound, they had different sounds. They would always give instruction, or they would always give details about what was coming up next. They would give directions by blowing a trumpet. So John knew that when he heard a trumpet sound, that it meant instruction and direction was coming to his life. It was about to be given. He said, I heard behind me a voice like a trumpet, and I turned to see who it was that was speaking to me. And I heard a voice saying, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning of the story and I'm the end of the story. I turned to see what that was, who was giving me this instruction and this direction for my life. And I saw him. His eyes were like a flaming fire. His hair was white like wool. His vestments reached to the ground. He had a gold band around him that was a symbol of divinity that was on him. And out of his mouth came a two-edged sword. And when he spoke, it sounded like rushing mighty waters. And he said this to me, John, I am he that lives who was dead and now lives forevermore. And I hold the keys to life and death and everything that pertains to your life. John had that revelation. I don't know about you, but I've walked through some stuff in my life. A lot of it hasn't been pleasant, but I've been able to learn what God's wanted to teach me through that. And I believe that it's making me a person that has a deeper revelation and an understanding of His love and who He is. But let me just tell you this. I ain't never been boiled in oil. This brother, this companion, endured things that most of us can't even imagine. During the first century, the persecution of the church, they can't even write in letters how bad it was. Anybody ever been to Rome in here? I spent some time in Rome. Did you go to the catacombs? You want to talk about something that will mess you up? Miles and miles and miles under the ancient city of Rome are the catacombs where hundreds and thousands of Christians were murdered and buried alive down there. We don't know what real persecution is. We get upset because we didn't get a paycheck. Our FPL called and threatened to turn off the lights. But our brother and our companion says, if you'll really get a revelation of who Jesus is in your life, if you'll begin to walk in that understanding, that place in your life, really worship Him, spend time with Him, get to know Him, there's nothing in this life, nothing in this life that can keep you from the good things of God. If you'll do those things, greater things are coming. If you'll learn how to love in the face of adversity, if you'll learn how to refuse to be offended, if you'll learn how to forgive, if you'll just take it to Him. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's the place that our brother and companion was trying to give to us in his five letters. I just want to say to you this morning, God loves us so much. He is a good, good Father. It is not His plan for you to walk through stuff in your life that keeps you bound to addiction, keeps you bound to relationships that are killing you. That's not His plan. He's saying, embrace me. Embrace what I have for you. Greater things Let me encounter your life. I don't know about you, but I want encounters with Jesus Christ. I want encounters in this service. I don't want to just come to church, have some good praise and worship, spend a little bit of time praying for each other, take up the offering, have a little bit more music, and then go home and not have touched the hem of his garment. I want encounters with Jesus. I want to be in that place where the anointing of God so enriches my life that the worries and the strife of my life can't even have begin to take hold. That I can let the garments of praise flow before me. That's what I want. I want encounters in this house. And I want you to encounter Jesus in that way. I want you to know him like you've never known him before. So you can walk in those places that you keep, that seem to be so elusive sometimes. It comes just by hanging out with Jesus, just meeting him. He'll make right wrongs, and he'll settle your spirit and bring peace to your situation.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.